Welcome back to the Finsiders here on a Tuesday evening. Greg Likens here, pleased to be joined in studio by Miami Dolphins linebacker Jelani Jenkins. Jelani, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Doing well, and getting into the practice, second day of pads. How's everything going so far?
Everything's going good. The team is gelling really well, and we're learning all the plays and learning to play fast right now. So getting that team chemistry early is a great thing.
I'm curious, for you, you drafted last year, and obviously your first training camp, and certainly a learning experience. So what's year two like now that you're entering your second training camp?
Well, a lot of the same defense is back, so I'm just able to play a little bit faster and not think as much as my first training camp. And, you know, just being comfortable out there, allowing myself to play with the guys for a second year in a row makes us have better chemistry. So, you know, it's a lot easier than it was last year, let's say that.
All right, I got to admit that there's been a few players creating a lot of buzz during the offseason workout program, during mini camp, during OTAs. Your name keeps popping up. Here are your teammates talking about how well you're playing, some of the coaches as well. What is it you're doing differently this year to stand out to everybody?
Like I said, I think a lot of it has to do with just me being more comfortable in year two and the same carryover from last year. I'm able to play faster and not think as much, but just being able to react and go. And that just makes you a step faster, and I think that's what people see.
And based on that, what do you envision your role being for this team? Because I see that, you know, in certain coverages from what we've seen so far, you're getting some opportunities with the first team. But what do you envision your role being?
You know, whatever the coaches need me to be at. I've been moved around at a couple spots, and they're trying me out at different things, seeing where I can fit best with it. But, you know, I just want to help out the team any way that I need to.
Jelani Jenkins, Miami Dolphins linebacker, joining us here on the Finsiders. And Jelani, I noticed that there's a new energy among the linebackers with your coach, Mark Duffner, coming in. I've heard he's quite a character. I've talked to him a few times. Is that true?
Yeah, he is. He's very passionate. He's a little old school, and you know, you can tell he loves football, and he knows what he's talking about. So
now, is there any truth to the rumor that he's bringing some of the music into the practices and stuff? I see him dancing around, and I look, and you're playing rap music, hip-hop music, and I see him dancing around. He looks a little out of place, but you guys seem to respond to it well, huh?
He dances better than all of us. So, you know, he has a good time out there, and he allows us to just loosen up, and it starts practice off on a good foot.
Yes, yeah, it looks like everybody's having a good time. Talking about the linebacking core, obviously Koa Misi making the move to the middle linebacker spot. That's been a big storyline this offseason. How has that adjustment been from your vantage point as you watch him making that move?
I think he's outstanding Mike linebacker. You know, he has speed, and he's big, he's tough, and, you know, he can command the middle. And, you know, he's done a great job at learning the new position, and I think he'll do fine.
All right. I talked to Arthur Lynch a couple of days ago, the rookie tight end from Georgia, and I noticed there's a lot of Georgia Bulldogs.
That's a whole lot of them.
On this roster.
There's way too many.
Right, yeah, that's what I figured. With you being a Florida Gator, I know you got Mike Pouncey on the team, Mike Gillisley, Caleb Sturgis, yourself. Yeah. Any trash talking going on the field with the SEC teams?
It's always a little bit of trash talking going on in the locker room, on the field, and especially when the college season starts. We're all watching the games, and, you know, we're trying to catch that Saturday night game when Georgia plays Florida, and, you know, we're yapping at each other. So
I bet amongst the linebackers with Donnell Ellaby there.
Yeah,
huh?
yeah absolutely. So they got the better of us last year, but we'll get them back.
I'm sure, you guys are going to go back and forth. That should be a hotly contested one, both on the field when your former schools are playing and also in the locker room, as you mentioned. Jelani Jenkins, linebacker for the Miami Dolphins, joining us here on the Finsiders. And the other thing that you've noticed about this defense is talk about the impact that a Cortland Finnegan and Lewis Delmas have had. Two new names to this Dolphins defense, but a couple of guys who have a reputation to be a bit feisty and hard hitters. What kind of impact have they made so far?
You know, they made a great impact. They've been in the league for a long time, so they bring that veteran mindset, help the younger guys out, and, you know, they're vocal, and they assist people in any way they can, and they're great leaders on the defense. And, you know, we love when they got the pads on because, like you said, they love to hit. Dumb is coming from the middle. He's lighting people up. So, you know, I'm excited for him.
Now, I'm curious, you being part of the 2013 draft class, what have you seen from you guys collectively? You talked about you individually from year one to year two, but you look at Deion Jordan, you look at Jamar Taylor, you look at Will Davis, some of the other defensive guys. How have those guys progressed over the course of a year?
I think all of us have gotten better. Gillisley, a running back, I see he's a lot more comfortable. Deion Jordan is making a lot of great plays. And, you know, on the back end, Jamar and Will, you know, they're both making plays just like they did last year. And I think it's been a big adjustment for all of us. Like, it's the same that happened with me, it's the same thing that happened for them. And they're just coming out here being comfortable, playing fast, and we're able to just relax and, you know, enjoy the game.
Yeah, you mentioned Deion Jordan. He has looked good so far, yeah. As has the whole defensive line. I mean, you guys as a linebacking core, must be nice to have those guys up front, huh?
Oh, yeah. It makes our job so much easier. So, you know, we love it. We thank them every day.
All right, I got to talk to you a little bit away from football. You had some time off in between the offseason workout program and training camp. Did you get away at all? Did you get to have some downtime?
Yeah, I got a chance to go back home a couple times, and I actually went back home and celebrated my mom's birthday, and that was fun. And it just got a chance to just relax and did a couple things back in my school and Fellowship of Christian Athletes, kind of tried to give back and did a camp in New Jersey with my friend, and, you know, just get my mind off football a little bit, and at the same time stay in shape, get ready for camp.
Yeah, and great. Also helping out the community as well. And so yeah. You mentioned you celebrating your mom's birthday. Yeah, are your parents, your family, are they the ones who are partially responsible for these great grades I hear you got in high school? I mean, I'm reading about you, and not only are you the defensive player of the year in your area in Maryland, but also scholar athlete of the year. First time that's ever happened.
Yeah, they wouldn't let me come home with anything less than that. You know, academics has always been very important to my whole family, and they stressed that for me at a young age. And I also hung around a lot of great friends who thought like me, and we were able to compete in the classroom as well as the field. So I'm thankful for that.
Well, good stuff. And I know you've got family in town this week watching you in training camp and getting you ready to go. So yeah. good to have that supporting cast behind you as you're getting ready for another football season.
Absolutely. They've always been there for support. Even when I was in Gainesville, you know, they would drive all the way from Maryland every Saturday and catch that game. So I'm very grateful for that.
Good stuff. Well, Jelani, good catching up with you, and keep up the great work, and we're hearing great things about what's going on so far in training camp. And I know that just getting going here in this heat and humidity in South Florida, but good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you. I appreciate it.